When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is part two to last week's episode about creating predictability in your business. As entrepreneurs, business owners, predictability is wonderful. That's the risky side of starting your own business. When you work, you know for a fact, if you work a traditional 9-to-5, you know for a fact that every 2 weeks you want to get paid, hopefully, depending on where you work. Hopefully every 2 weeks or twice a month you can expect to get paid, whether you watch Netflix all day or you actually did your job or not. When you have your own business, it's really a you eat what you kill type of mentality, especially early on in the beginning as you're building. But a really important place to get to within your business is a level of predictability. You shouldn't be hustling forever. Like in the beginning, you got to do what you got to do, but you should be working towards a certain time where you know how much money you're making every month. You know what you can expect. You have a steady flow of leads coming in. You understand your conversion rate. So based on the leads that you have coming in, you can make a healthy and hopefully accurate guess on how many people you're going to close, which then can tell you how much money of new business you're going to have. Like there's a level of predictability that we all should be working towards as business owners, because even aside from the financial expectations, having that predictability also provides a great foundation for you to be able to scale, because then it's from that foundation you can make educated investments, you can make moves and things that is going to set you up to grow your business. On part one, I was talking about things that you should consider as you plan for predictability in your business. And I left off discussing diversifying your income, more specifically, the relationship or the importance of having a healthy blend of B2B, business to business, and B2C, business to consumer type of dealings. Now, another thing to consider as it relates to diversifying your revenue stream is having a good blend of active and passive income. Active income is money that you're actively working for. Passive income is money that you make in your sleep. If your business is primarily active, you can achieve a level of predictability there, but what's going to happen is you're going to always reach a glass ceiling. It's going to be tough to take vacations. It's going to be tough to take time off. It's going to be tough to step away from your business, because in order for you to earn, you constantly have to show up. And that's just not a position that you want to be in. That's not freedom. Because now instead of being a slave to your 9-to-5, you're a slave to your business. And that's not okay either. We want the flexibility and the freedom that comes with entrepreneurship. That's one of the biggest benefits of this lifestyle outside of course, the earning potential. So if you are a service-based business, or if your business primarily has these active revenue streams, it's important for you to figure out, how can I create passive income? Now, for people like coaches and consultants, there are ways that we see this happen all the time, like online courses or books or ebooks or journals, products, any type of product you usually see with people who are in the coaching and consulting space. But that's not the only way that you can generate passive income. You should also be investing. So investing in stocks, investing in a retirement plan, investing in real estate. These are other ways to generate passive income. Because even with the products, there's still an element of being active there because you got to create them. But of course, they live forever and you can make money in your sleep after that initial front end work is done. So that's why they're still great. But also the investment side, you're not doing anything beyond investing your money in spaces that hopefully you get a return on that investment. Something that brings me a lot of comfort when it comes to even my new business, Anchor Media Studios, is a physical property. So Anchor Media Studios, for you guys who don't know, is a blend of a co-working space and a content studio located in Laurel, Maryland. Now, when I started this business, or when I got the idea rather, and I was just thinking about the best ways to go about this and really just seeing what was out there in other people's stories who had similar businesses, a lot of people start businesses like this on a lease. So they'll find a property, they'll create a lease with the landlord, and then they rent out the property to on these short-term rentals, whether it's for private office space on the co-working side, or if it's for photo shoot space or the content studio side. I'm someone who believes in multiplication. In my book, I talk about multiplying versus multitasking. I don't want to do a lot to earn a lot. I want to do one thing and make that one thing make me money multiple ways. I want to be like the person in the parable of the talents in the Bible, where they multiplied what God gave them. And that's my mindset even in business. How can I multiply what I'm doing to where it's not just giving me a return on that one thing, but it's doing more than that? So with this new business and this new business idea, it made more sense to me to, instead of leasing something, to purchase something. Because worst case scenario, we sell it. It's real estate, right? It appreciates. Worst case scenario, I sell it and I'll get my investment back, versus worst case scenario, I default on this lease, or I'm stuck in this lease, my credit jacked up if I got to break the lease, and I get nothing out of it, right? Taking a risk on a physical property with a new business, worst case scenario, I get nothing from this but a headache and lost funds. If I purchase something, worst case scenario, I either lease it out to a business, lease the whole property out, or I sell it and get my money back. And so this was a great investment, and this is active and passive income because, yeah, it's something that I'm doing a lot of front work for right now. It's a new business. So I'm spending a lot of time physically at the property. I'm cleaning before and after bookings. I'm doing the content. I'm doing all of the things, wearing all the hats, because I'm trying to be as economical as possible with this. But at the same time, even as the property is there, it's continuing to appreciate in value. When we purchased the property before, we actually had tenants when we initially purchased it. And so the tenants were there for maybe about 8 months or so. Once we took the property back over and the tenants moved out, we renovated it. So we put this money in up front to make the property, I mean, it's gorgeous, make the property beautiful and just a welcoming place that people have fallen in love with every time they enter our doors. So that was something that benefited the business. But guess what? There's an investment. So there's an element of passive income there. Another way to diversify your revenue streams is having different price points. Having a variety of price points really allows you to serve or expand your clientele. Now, I'm gonna put a little asterisk here. I don't believe that you should be a one-stop shop for everybody. I believe that you should have a general understanding of your target audience and their income level, and then have a variety of price points within that range. So for example, if you go to, let's say, Nordstrom is not a Macy's, Nordstrom is not a Neiman Marcus, but it's an elevated department store without being super high end. So when you go into Nordstrom, there are things of all different price points, but it still stays within a certain range to maintain its branding and maintain its positioning in the marketplace. So you should understand, like, do I want to be a Walmart, where there's always a deal, everything is low cost, is that expectation. So even the highest of the priced items or whatever I offer is still low. Do you want to be that? Do you want to be a Saks Fifth Avenue, to where it's a high-end brand and you may have a variety of price points, but even the lowest of the price points is still high? you should understand and know that about your brand and where you are, how you want to be positioned and who you're talking to before we have this price point conversation. Because I'm not saying have something for $1 and something for $10,000. That's not what I'm saying. So wherever you stand or whatever makes sense for your brand, I suggest and I'm proposing that a way to diversify your income is to have things of various price points. And the reason why that is important is because not only are you able to increase your sales by things being able to be a bit more accessible to your audience, but it also provides an opportunity to where if your stuff works, especially if you're in the coaching or consulting space, if your stuff works, then your audience should be able to grow and elevate to whatever the next price point is. So not only does having a variety of price points and offers diversify your revenue stream, it also extends the life cycle of your customer. And when you extend the life cycle of your customer, that also is a runway for predictability in your business.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Because now, instead of somebody spending money with you on a 6-month basis, your customer now spends money with you on an average of a year, 2 years, 3 years, as long as you can make it. That, of course, is the most beneficial for your business. Something that worked really well for me with Anchor Media was expanding the lifestyle of my customers. So this is actually, let's just add this as a whole separate point. So in addition to diversifying your price points, also do what you can to expand the life cycle of your customer. So when it came to Anchor Media, we provide service for new and aspiring podcasters to make impact and income with their platforms. So the first step with working with us was our retreats. So people will come to our podcast retreats and they will have a great time. After that, they would join a program that followed the retreat where I will work with them to implement everything that happened at the retreat. So the retreat was like a 3-day event. The program that followed the retreat was anywhere between 4 to 6 months. Let's just say 6 months. So now I have taken my customer from 3 days to 6 months. Then over time, I started adding to the life cycle. So I'm like, okay, now after 6 months, I've helped you launch or grow your show. Now I understand this show needs maintaining, and you most likely as a professional and somebody with a business don't really have time to maintain it. So then we added on our podcast marketing and management service, which is a 1-year commitment. So now I have taken my customer from 3 days to 1.5 years. And then our contract renews every year. So I have clients who I've been working with for, I think my oldest client that's currently on our roster has been working with us for going on 4 years. So that's 4 years off of one customer and just continuing to increase the life cycle. Something else that we added on this year was our classes, because our retreat is at a certain price point. I'm not changing the price point because of the value that we offer, but I wanted to diversify my price point and also expand the lifestyle of my customers and also generate leads for people who maybe they can't afford the retreats now. But that don't mean you can't afford the retreats next year. I want to keep you in the pipeline so that when you are ready to make that investment, I've still nurtured you over time. So we started adding on the classes that are more affordable. So it's a cash infusion. I'm able to reach more people, of course, but then also just building up my Rolodex of potential clients to bring into the retreats that then come into the program, that then come into the management service. So I'm expanding the lifestyle of my customer, expanding my price point, and of course, then increasing the income in my business. So as you're planning for next year, think about how can I increase the lifestyle or the life cycle, of my customer? How can I take them from just being with me to 6 months to being with me for a year, from being with me for a year to being with me for 2 years? How can I, if my items are all on the higher end of the range for my target audience, how can I add some things on the front end to where I'm still meeting their needs? I'm increasing my revenue and I'm also building up potential leads that I can then funnel into the higher price things at a later time. These are the things that you should be thinking about right now. And a quick note for my high achievers, for my overthinkers, for my type A folks. I've been doing this a long time, and I know what's going to happen is you're going to sit and try to plan all of this out right now. You're going to sit and try to say, okay, I need something for every price point. I need something that's going to give me clients at least for a year. I'm going to do A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. You're going to sit and try to do the most. I know you are. I see you, girl. You're going to sit and do the most. That's also not what I'm saying. I'm giving you things to consider. But then I want you to go and do whatever makes the most sense for right now. Because when you try to do too much, you end up not doing anything. And also you're guessing, especially if you're early on, if you're just about to start your business, you don't know until you know. And my suggestion is always to lay that foundation, but then hop right in. Something else you should be doing when it comes to predictability, and this kind of leads right into it, is spending, especially in the beginning, as much time with your customer as possible. So I know we talk about being hands-off, automation, automation, automation. Let me tell you something that has served me well in business is being in consistent communication with my target audience. I know my audience so well because I spend time with them. When it comes to the society and really understanding people that I serve who are looking to grow in faith in their business, I am constantly communicating with them. I'm hearing the prayer requests. I'm seeing the chat on our pages. I'm seeing the comments, the questions that people are asking. Your audience is constantly telling you how to serve them better. And so you should, as a service provider, as a business owner who is solving problems, you should constantly be listening and paying attention. When it came to this life cycle, the customer that I just told you about with Anchor Media, how we went from 3 days to over a year. with the life cycle of our customer. This happened over time. I started out with just doing the events. And in doing the events, I realized, oh, you have ingested a lot of information, but you're not sure how to then now go home and apply that information. So that is a problem that has presented itself that I can solve for you. As I started doing the group program that follows the retreat, I realized, oh, y'all are doing it, but time is the issue. You working, you got a family, you're able to do what I tell you as it relates to how to grow your show, but you need that consistent support. And sometimes you need somebody else to do it for you because implementing it over time is just not working out well. That's a problem that I can solve. Let me take this off your hands and handle all of the podcasting related things for you. And all you have to do is talk and you can just watch your platform grow. That was a problem that presented itself that I solved. Now, where the courses came in was our retreats and in-person events are a premium price. The podcast industry has grown significantly since I started offering podcasting services in 2019. So there are just a lot more alternatives. I had the benefit of being one of the first to market when we first started. So it was an easier sell. Not only was the economy different, but it was also an easier sell then because people just didn't have many places to go. But now with there being so much information and so much going on, people still want to work with me. But because there are so many different options, it's a bit harder to justify the cost. Okay, no problem. So let me still help you, but at a lower price point. And so the classes came about. So problems just present themselves that you can then solve, but you can't see the problems that are presenting themselves if you're not engulfed and really hands-on with what's going on. When it comes to the new business, Anchored Media Studios, I do most of the tours. I open the door and let people in and talk to folks most of the time before and after our bookings. I'm the one that's there face to face with folks because I want to hear not just your feedback when I ask, but I want to hear your conversations. I want to hear the aspects of the studio that stand out to you naturally. I want to see your facial expression change as you go through each room so that I can read what are the things that bring a reaction out of you. I want to hear you on the phone with your business partner as y'all are trying to decide if y'all want to book the space for an event. I want to hear how you then sell the space to them and what's standing out. Like, I want to hear these things because it's in these conversations and these natural interactions and me being attentive to my audience that I can then make adjustments to better serve them. And the more adjustments I make to better serve their communicated and uncommunicated needs, then the better I can be at being a service provider, at providing them space that's going to increase my revenue, that's going to allow me to connect with them better, which is going to make them tell other people about it and become advocates for the business, which of course, in turn, increases my predictability. So you want to be very involved, especially, I say, whether you're new or old, seasoned in your business, no matter what stage of business you're in, I think it's so important to be in consistent communication with your consumer. So those are the things to consider when diversifying your revenue, active versus passive. Last episode, we talked about business to business versus business to consumer, and then also your price points and staying connected with your customer. Now, we already pushing 20 minutes again. I did not expect this episode to be so many parts, but I just really want to make sure that I'm being thorough because I want you to be able to listen to this and then apply it and see the results in your business. So I'm going to stop this here and then we'll finish this off. Maybe we'll see. We'll hopefully finish it off in the next episode. Share this, share part one, share the next one with any entrepreneurs that you know and who need to hear this. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen, That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.